The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
30 years ago, right, when guys were 2-3 years in college and then coming into the pros, they would just destroy the zone.
No doubt. No doubt. But they were allowing the corner three to be wide open, daring guys like McDaniels to shoot the three, and McDaniels didn't have the three-point shot roller. What a three. Throw up some bricks there. The Warriors, I mean, Minnesota did make 19 threes. They averaged 15 made threes a game. They did make 19 last night, shooting 45% for the three-point line. But you talk about the Warriors getting out and running. Fast break, I think it was like 4-2 at the break at halftime. Well, the Warriors end up in fast break plus 15, 19-4. So they got out and ran, 19-9. Second chance points was 19-4 Warriors. So they won all the hustle categories. But more importantly, in that third quarter, not one single turnover, Shasky.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
One turnover by the Doves in the third quarter.
I thought Kevon Looney just was so good. He had multiple left-handed layups around the rim. The dunk in the lane, that was sick. He's just playing so good right now. Like, so good. And I'm really happy for him, man. I really thought, I was like, man, are we seeing kind of the end of Kevon Looney last year? And just this year has been a revelation.
Oh, he's starting back the clock. Contract year, baby. Contract loon. Windex. But he's in great shape, though. He lost like 40 pounds. Noticed it right away, immediately. I was like, Loon, you look great, man. Look awesome. He's like, man, I feel great.
You can see it in his face.
You saw about that China trip with Klay Thompson last season. Maybe they had too much fun on the China trip. Hey, who am I to talk? I know I can eat. I can knock him down, too. Oh. So, anyway, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, 888-957-9570. The Niners win. The Warriors win. And the Giants get a big deal of Willie Adames, 7 years, $182 million. Your quick thoughts on that?
I'm so excited. I really am. Like, I'm really pumped.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
This is a great move for the Giants. Look, does it have risk? Of course it has risk. This guy in 2022 and 2023, outside of Darby Swanson, he was Dansby. Yeah, I know you like that.
Yeah, we'll add that to the list.
I always get Darby. He is the number one defensive shortstop in the game 2 years in a row. Now, this last year, he had a stretch mid-July into August where he wasn't charging the ball and he was booting it all over. He had like five errors, which is so unlike him. This is a guy who's going to swing hard for the fences. He will strike out a lot. He will drive in runs. And he will hit for power. And that's a premium when you're playing the shortstop position. Defensively, he is a good defender. He had a down year defensively because of the month stretch that I'm referencing. At some point, I want to get Sparky on, who, you know, our buddy from Milwaukee, because he's a big Brewer fan. And this is a guy who's a leader in that clubhouse. Jackson Churio was talking about how he empowered him in the clubhouse as a young player. And he's been in multiple big postseasons with the Rays and obviously with the Brewers. This is a really good signing. And if you look at putting him at shortstop with Matt Chapman at third base, you have one of the best defensive left sides in all of baseball. It probably puts, you know, Fitzgerald and maybe some combination of Estrada at second base. And then who knows what they do at first, Eldridge, and maybe they sign someone. Christian Walker's still out there. The Polar Bear's still out there. Goldschmidt still out there.
They're not done.
But think about your lineup now. Ramos doesn't have to come in and prove it again. Like, he can be somewhere in the mix. And you've got Chapman, veteran, about just like you know, Adames. He's a 250 hitter, 20, 25 jacks, 80 to 90 RBIs, okay? Solid defensively. And now I've got Adames and Chapman and Ramos. And, you know, now Yastrzemski in the 7 or 8 hole is nice. Pat Bailey in the 7 and 8 hole is nice. Can Jung Woo Lee come back? This is how you build a lineup. You keep chipping away at it. I love this move for the Giants.
The play-by-play announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers, our good friend Brian Anderson, who also calls basketball games, he called Willy Adames' Steph Curry a baseball.
Whoa.
Well, no, this is why, though.
Yeah.
Because he had 13 three-run homers.
Oh.
13 three-run homers. Very, very clever. 30. He's a chef. He would mention him on the broadcast, Chef Adames. Chef Adames. 13 three-run homers. Now, of course, it's not Steph Curry. Steph Curry's one of the best players we've ever seen, the Willy Adames. I don't know how many Giants fans know who Willy Adames is. They kind of started to figure it out last year because he knew he was a free agent, so we'd start throwing names out there. Willy Adames! But he gets a 7-year, $182 million deal. It's the richest deal in Giants franchise history.
Crazy.
Which is crazy, which is wild here. So it's more about getting players. Sometimes you got to pay a Giants tax. Sometimes you got to pay a tax to just get a player here and just give them all kind of money. So is it an overpay? I have no idea.
But you
got a guy. I don't know if it's an overpay.
Well, no, but this is what
it's
I would
a lot
say.
Of money.
I would say this. I don't want to give any 29-year-old a 7-year deal unless you are one of the premium great players. So, okay, let's just say he plays 4 or 5 really good years at shortstop.
It's a Giants tax. It's fine.
But you could always move him to second base. I think that power does translate.
And I saw a home run tracker of Willy Adames where it showed all his home runs.
Uh-huh.
And they all went over the fences at Oracle Park. You know how they show the graphics? If he hit it here, what would it look? But the win factor and everything like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. It's going to be a lot there. So it is a big-time contract. But sometimes, like the Warriors in the mid-2000s, when they gave Derek Fisher that money, 6 years, $36 million, and everybody went crazy. Well, I understood why they did it. Because you had to show the league, like, hey, we have money over here, too. Yeah. We're a franchise that's playing in the Bay Area. Sometimes you got to overpay players that just come to your organization. So if you did overpay, you overpay for a guy who, in the last 4 years, hit 20, 31, 24, and 32 home runs. You need some power.
The key for me is that he plays a lot. You know, you look at his game logs, 140, 140, 150, 160. Now, contract year, you're going to play more than most. But, like, he plays every single day. And here's something I want to give you. Since the start of 2021, he has the third most games at shortstop, tied for the most home runs at shortstop, the most RBIs at shortstop, and the fourth most runs. You're looking at a guy who is a very, very good player. Now, he's not A-Rod in his prime, but like the Giants don't need A-Rod in his prime. I mean, I would love to have him, but they just need more competent big leaguers. Last year, defensively, specifically at shortstop, they were so deficient. So deficient. And so having a guy that you could put there every single day, there's something to be said for that. It's going to help your pitching staff. You're a ground ball stadium.
Is like, Lubman excited?
I love this.
Is Lubman excited about Willy Adames?
I am excited about Willy Adames.
Yeah, you're easy to sell on.
What?
I've been banging the drum for Willy Adames for like the past month.
Hey, this is a good move for the Giants.
Oh, you just found out who
That's
he was
That's why Bonte doesn't
ago.
Like it.
No, you just found
They'll
out who
stop
he was
it.
A
why
month
do you have
ago.
To go? Why do you have to do that? Every time someone, oh, you didn't know who that guy was. Bonte, you didn't know who people were at some point.
Calm down.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down. Why are you getting so upset?
We did it.
You come at me for no reason. So you come at me, I'm going
to
come back.
You every day. Why are you getting mad at me?
Sam and I just dropped an emergency.
I'm actually happy about Willy Adames.
Sam and I dropped an emergency pod on Saturday.
I saw that.
And then I tried to post a video. I had the whole family in the car. I know, such an old man move. I had the phone, you know, plugged into CarPlay. I got the little guy, I got my mom, I got my wife in the car.
It's actually
I'm driving.
Better because we could still hear the video.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was wondering how you recorded a video so it was in CarPlay.
So
like,
I had it
that's almost
in.
Impossible to record a video yes. and not have audio. I was like, how?
But you can hear the audio. Like, didn't it feel like you could hear something?
Oh, well, you just see his face and yeah, you can hear him.
I was fired up.
Also, this guy calls me, right? He calls me. Calls me Saturday night. I gotta bring this up. I can't help myself. He calls me. Man, you see the video? No, Shashka, I just quote tweeted it like 3 hours ago. The video has no sound. Yeah, I know, Shasky.
I know. I didn't know.
As we were texting about it in our thread,
right.
too.
So,
I didn't even know.
Thanks for the phone call about your video that I've seen 3 hours ago. So his brother, Deli Boy, was on the call. I said, hey, Deli Boy, are you taking him to Kaiser later? Deli Boy was like, why? I said, he's got a fractured head. He does? Yeah, because he's patting himself on the back so damn much. Ah, I love that show.
It was half funny the first time. It was a little more funny this time. Deli Boy loved it.
By the way, when the Red Gold win, our listeners win. 888-957-9570. Where's the Niner fans at? What's your big takeaway from yesterday against Chicago? Wow, what a victory Monday. Two calls from Niner fans so far. Boy, do we need them to lose again to get the lines lit up? Jeez, Louise. Well,
the biggest win of the weekend you haven't referenced yet. Juan Soto not being a Dodger.
That's not the biggest win.
Yay!
That's not the biggest win.
I love seeing Yankee fans.
The Dodgers are still stacked. They just signed Michael Conforto. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune into the Morning Roast for your chance to win a jersey. You know Michael Conforto's going to ball out in Dodger Blue. Today it'll be around 7:30, so stay tuned. Presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. What's coming up on the game? Sponsored by Valvoline. It's the oil change. Ian Rappaport says yesterday that the Niners will extend Brock Purdy this offseason. What's your thoughts on that? 888-957-9570. Maybe that was the motivation Brock needed. The ball out yesterday against Chicago, going 20-25, 325 yards and a couple tugs. That's coming up. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
Steph, what a guy. What a player.
Great interview you guys had last night.
Well, one bad. One bad. I was in my, Zach, it was in my ear. I'd take you inside. I probably shouldn't do this, but sometimes you get a little mad if we ask an extra question.
Who does? Two.
Maybe the Warriors, somebody. Oh. But Zach, he was in my ear. All right, this has to be the last one. So me, Cena, Mully. And that was supposed to be it. Willie asked her that one. I asked her that one. Because I'm just thinking to myself, we got the players here. They're not going anywhere. You can't get five questions in after a game. We just have to do three and out. Like, you know, we can't make them a bit personable.
This is where it's just like, there's the letter of the law, and then there's the spirit of the rule. And I'm a big believer in, like, feel out the situation. And really, is anybody, like, the worse for an extra minute and a half of your time?
And Steph enjoys it. He enjoys it. He doesn't get annoyed with us.
Who doesn't want to have one-on-one with the king?
Chris Mullen, I know. Or Stephen Curry, who's the king. So we like to have a one-on-one with Stephen Curry.
I know everything.
Like how I deflect that? That's pretty good. I'm like Mutombo. No. Not going to get me.
More like Gobert.
No, I'm definitely not the Staple Tower. That dude is soft. French pastry. Doobie Awards. Man, we've got 11 days to the Doobie Awards. Is Sam Lubman ready? I'm worried about Sam Lubman in this environment. I'm worried about Sam Lubman in this environment. You don't need to crack the mic. Take the day off now, December 20th. Roasters are invited. Laughing Mug Brewing in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10 a.m. Go to 957game.com for more details. And the RSVP right now. And it's about celebrating the show and the listeners and the year that we've had here at 957 The Game, especially on the Morning Roast. I know Guru's jealous. He's not going to. Guru, just call the day off. Just, you know, just come on down.
Pretend it's a Thursday.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's not right. I lost. I'm out.
So Lubman, he's going to be his eye. Dude, he knows how to work a room, huh?
Lubs?
Yeah.
Lubby Lubs? Lubs going to have a great day. I already know it. Him and Tony FaceTiming.
Can you pick up Tony from Oakland? You guys just drive down together.
Like, well, I'm going to be staying in Sunnyvale the night before. So.
Are you? Wait, how are you staying in Sunnyvale?
Because our great program director, Matt Nahigian, is getting me a very nice hotel right down the street from Laughing Monk Brewing.
Yeah, is he doing that for all of us?
He's doing it for me. I think he muttered something about how the other two can figure it out. I don't know.
Well,
he actually, likes me, so.
Actually, he. Well, it's high information.
Knows how to tear up a hotel room bar.
It bothers me. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but. I'm going to be a high-level hater right now.
What else is new?
Matt Nahigian ain't getting you a hotel room.
Yeah?
This is all
want to bet on that?
This is Laughing Mug Brewing that's getting you a hotel room. They're taking care of you.
Oh, that's even better. Okay, then.
Matt Nahiga ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah, you surprised me on that one, Bonte. I thought you were going a different direction there. But all right, hey, Laughing Monk, Matt Nahiga, I don't care. I got a place to stay. I don't care who pays for it, as long as it's not me.
Can we sell Vince Fedotti for Lovitz? You're starting to tick me off, Lovitz. I don't know why.
I'm in a good mood.
Know what, though? You're not going to tick me off because...
Love is starting to piss me off.
We don't have to see the Miami.
Simple question. We
don't have to see the Miami Hurricanes in the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah, or the Colorado Buffaloes.
We don't care about that. I don't care. We don't care.
No, we do care about the college football playoff.
Where has this Niner team been all year? Like, honestly, I know it's the Bears, and I'm not saying that the Bears are.
It's the Bears.
Some well-run organization, but they are an NFL team with NFL players. Like, where has this Niner team been for the last month? The fact that George Kittle. Had to come out and basically say, like, yeah, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he's not that he's questioning the heart of the team, but, like, we got to play a little harder. Well, like, that hit me. Like, well, who's not playing hard? What's going on? I thought you guys were playing hard. I thought it was just you guys are hurt.
Did that win yesterday change who they are this season, though? Because this is who they've been. They beat bad teams.
Yeah.
They can't beat good teams.
I think that was the first time they scored four touchdowns offensively all year.
It's the first time they've won in a month. No, seriously. This is their first Victory Monday since November 11th.
I feel like Niner fans are nowhere to be found.
We will, because they know. They're not dummies.
Know what? What do they
know? They know that this game will mean a lot more if they beat the Rams on Thursday.
Okay.
They have to beat the Rams on Thursday in order for this win to mean a lot more. Otherwise, it's just, hey, you played the Bears. You just fired their coach. Their coach was their defensive signal caller, so they don't have their defensive signal caller. They got a guy named Thomas Brown, who's the interim head coach. If you look at his coaching resume, he's been coaching on some bad teams, bad football teams, including the Miami Hurricanes. You know, you saw the graphic. I know you saw the graphic, right?
He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was the offensive coordinator.
Was it Todd Golden?
They were awful.
Al Golden,
my bad.
Yeah, that was Golden.
Yeah, 5,000 people going out to
Todd Golden's got a whole other load of issues.
So look, man, 888-957-9570. What's your takeaway from this game? What is your takeaway from this football game?
It was nice to see Purdy take some shots. It was nice to see this team throw the ball to George Kittle. It was great to see Juwan Jennings look fantastic. I thought that their defensive line showed up. Leonard Floyd made a play. Malik Collins made a play. Obviously, Okawanu made multiple plays. They suffocated Caleb, specifically on third down. But again, it's like... This is the most sacked Bears quarterback ever, which is like, that's a sentence.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there with David Carr in terms of the most sacked rookie quarterbacks in league history.
How can you make an evaluation on Caleb? I don't know how anyone can.
I think what we saw the last 3 weeks coming into this game, we saw a lot of flashes, right? We saw a lot of flashes with Caleb. Throwing the ball, improv, deep, intermediate. I thought their game plan to Bears... Which, if anybody's been watching the Niners defense, they've given up a lot of yards on the ground. But everything was like at the line of scrimmage. Receiver screens, swing out center running back, DeAndre Swift, 5-yard comeback route. Like, they weren't attacking down the field whatsoever.
No.
And if you're a team that is, what was their record coming in? 4-8. They lost 6 straight games. They got nothing to play for. Why wouldn't you just let it all hang out? Why don't you just empty the playbook? Deep shots, intermediate shots, screens, creativity, trick plays. I don't know what the hell the game plan was, but credit to the 49ers. Credit to the 49ers for getting after the quarterback. Where's his pass rush been? Wow, Leonard Floyd. What do you know? Leonard Floyd's going to end up with double-digit sacks again. It's possible.
Well, the other element that it's like almost impossible to not see is like this is what like it looks like. When you actually target George Kittle, when you actually make it, multiple screens on the first multiple drives, like that to me tells me, oh, yeah, like I realize I got to get him the ball. Where was that against Buffalo? Where was that the week prior to that?
Well, those teams were better.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like you ran predetermined, screens. They ran a tunnel screen for George Kittle. I haven't seen that ever. And like that is I'm designing this play for you, and I am calling this play for you. That's different. I want to see more of that.
Let's go to Miguel in San Antonio. Down to San Antonio, I almost said San Jose. Hey, Miguel, good morning, man. How you doing?
Yo, Bonte, Shasky, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Victory Monday again. Been waiting for this one. Just my schedule's been hectic. Haven't been able to call you guys, but I just wanted to get on today and just, you know, just talk about Purdy, just his coming up extension. I think they should do it. I don't think Purdy's going to try to fleece the team and try to get that top dollar. I think he's a little bit grateful to the organization, to Shanahan for drafting him where he got drafted. He's proven to me that he can do it when, you know, everybody criticizes him, like things have to be right. But I think if you give him enough, he's a franchise quarterback. He can make the passes. He can use his legs to buy time, you know, get to the first yard marker when that needs to happen. And I just think his character, just the kind of person that he is, we don't have to worry about some scandal or him getting paid and just, you know, going off the rails. I think he's going to stay committed. He's going to try to, you know, keep working hard for the Niners. So I'm for it. I'll keep him. Quarterbacks are hard to find. And I think we got something. And just about yesterday's game, you know, it's great. I love seeing the team pull out a W when times are hard, you know, for the fan base. But I just think it's the team adjusting. They're adjusting to not having the big guys like, you know, that O-line, you know, Banks and Williams out. But, you know, we lost Barch. We got Burford in there. We got Jalen Moore out there. And we got the run game going. Garendo, you know, he's our third string. We got Patrick Taylor. You know, they're moving the ball. I think the team's just learning how to play without some of the big names. The only mistake I think that we've made was with Pearsall. I like the kid, but he's just not who I thought he was going to be, and I think we got to just draft a little bit smarter going forward. But just wanted to get on with you guys and say what's up. It's been a little while.
All right, good call, Miguel. Pearsall, 5 targets in the last 4 games. 5 targets. 1 catch, 5 yards in the last 4 games.
Are you serious?
And the miscommunication with Brock Purdy there in the deep route. And Purdy did take responsibility for that. I don't know whose fault it was. Purdy just maybe being a leader. Maybe Pearsall should just keep running. Vilma pointed it out. I don't know. But right now, the return on Pearsall is just not good enough. And I know he's. And I don't even like coming down his road because we're lucky the guy's alive. He's lucky to be alive. So, but we do have to talk football and on the football field. You're not getting a guy who's producing. And I don't know if that's on him or if it's on the quarterback or if it's on Shanahan, but the numbers are the numbers, and he's not getting targeted.
Well, we put a premium price tag on these first-round picks because we expect you to be a premium player, right? And in year one, it's been extremely underwhelming. The shooting notwithstanding. I'm just talking about the games that he's played in.
Well, what about training camp, Shask? He couldn't stay on the field at training camp with the shoulder injuries. Hamstring.
Like, and like felt like an omen for the play that we've seen the last couple of months. He just doesn't, You know, like, I'm trying to be as gracious as possible, given everything that you referenced,
right.
In terms of the real life-threatening stuff, but the reality is the player doesn't look like a premium pick.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't at all.
No, and like, when I watch, again, like, for example, I'm watching Tampa Bay throw to this kid McMillan. Mm-hmm. What was McMillan? Middle-round pick?
Jalen McMillan from Washington had 2 touchdowns yesterday.
He looks way juicier, in the words of Cosell, than what Pearsall looks like.
Yes, he does.
And so, like, I don't know what's going on with this team right now. The other element is, like, so Garendo tantalizes me with his speed, and you could see some of the things he does out of the backfield. But there's something about being healthy. And I see Jordan Mason get basically the bulk of the number one carries for about half a year, and he hurt his shoulder, he hurt his ankle, and, like, you've got to stay upright. And that's one of the things that the great running backs, year after year after year with heavy workloads, they find a way to gut it out and play in every game. Garendo has essentially played in a handful of games as the number one, and he's already got an injury.
Already banged up.
There are a lot of yards to be had if you can hit the hole right on this offense, but finding a durable back is difficult. I think a lot of people are like, oh, you can get rid of Christian McCaffrey. Look at Garendo. Whoa, wait a
Not
minute.
In this system. A lot of guys are dropping like flies.
Dropping like flies.
A lot of guys dropping like flies. All right, it's time to give away a mystery jersey.
A mystery jersey.
Be the fifth caller right now in the contest line. Call 415-523-4652.
Wait, what's that number?
Again, 415-523-4652 and be the fifth caller to win. Presented
number
by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. We're giving away a mystery jersey because when a red and gold win, you win. That's right. Got more calls want this jersey. Look at the lines line up. People want this jersey. They want a jersey. Give it a jersey. I want to ask you this one because something we've seen, whether he's injured or not. But the 415, Kavikaz Business text line. Concerned about Purdy's long ball. Do you think it's the injury? If he would have thrown both throws in stride, they would have been touchdowns. He's talking about Jawan Jennings. We see this against Kansas City, where he underthrew George Kittle and he underthrew Jacob Cowick. And you don't get two touchdowns here. You get two field goals. That's the difference in a football game. We see this at times for Purdy. Deep ball's got to be a little cleaner. There's no doubt.
Well, I think that, A, he's ripping the deep ball, which is what he wasn't doing the last couple of weeks. And then, B, like the reality is, yeah, he completed the passes. But Jawan Jennings had to completely slow down to catch that one. Juice was an incomplete pass. He had multiple steps on him. I thought if he leads him, it's a chunk play. I don't know if it's a touchdown, but it's definitely a bigger play. Guerrero had a touchdown if he puts it out in front of him a little more. Mm-hmm. Both are true. He completed them. It's good. He identified the right guy, and he's kind of underthrowing him. When he went down with the random injury, it was such an awkward thing. He, stepped up in the pocket. He was kind of jumping to get rid of the ball, and then the defender jumped in the air and, DDT'd him reverse. He got snapped back. I couldn't tell in real time, but when he was lying down, before I saw the replay, my initial thought was, oh, my God, the arm. Oh, my God, the shoulder. But it looked like the neck and the head, mm-hmm. and I think he, panicked more than anything else. There is I am a little cautious on the right arm. I don't think the arm is 100% healthy.
Rappaport yesterday in the morning had to tweet about paying Brock Purdy an extension. And I wonder what it looks like. I do wonder what it looks like when you consider his arm injuries here. Look, it could be a one-off. Maybe it's just his body. We'll see. But I got faith in Parag Bharate. I think... When it comes to Parag Bharate and giving these deals out, same thing with Jimmy. I have no problem building in one-year opt-outs or having language in a contract like they had with Jimmy Garoppolo where every April, if they wanted to opt out of it, they can. I would do it. I would front-load Brock Purdy. You want $40 to $45 million? Great. Awesome. Here it is. But I want the ability to potentially opt out after every single season. Like they did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Having that type of structure in the contract, I think might be important with Brock Purdy because of what you just listed, the elbow, the shoulder. He's a smaller guy. He's not the strongest dude in the world. He's not going to take a lot of shots like a Josh Allen, like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Jalen Hurts. I wonder if they'll put that in the contract language or will Brock Purdy's representatives say, no, we need the 3 years guaranteed, no opt-outs whatsoever. We want 3 years stability no matter what. I wonder how that's going to play out with Brock Purdy and Parag Bharate and the 49ers brass.
I don't anticipate Purdy's side playing hardball, but if they do play hardball in that language stuff, like in terms of the contract, I would just say to him, okay, like the same way they do with Ayuk. Well, then you're going to play on this, you know, $1 million contract because you're still under team control. And if we have to, we'll franchise tag you. Oh, you want to sit out training camp? Okay, fine. Who else around the league is giving you that deal? Find me that person. See, to me, this is a very simple leverage situation, and I think the Niners have more leverage than I initially anticipated.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if they have leverage or not.
I thought all the leverage was in Purdy's camp. I actually think it's probably 60-40. 60 Purdy, 40 the Niners. There's not that many teams that are going to... Because if you're trading for Purdy, think about this. Not only are you surrendering draft capital, but then you're also having to rework a deal, right? And so I think that lessens the amount of teams that are out there. You're going to have a lot of teams that are going to find their quote-unquote quarterback in the draft, and then you're going to have a lot of situations where people are gun-shy because of what's happened to a Trevor Lawrence and what's happened to some of these other quarterbacks that have been given big deals. I think, to me, the starting point is the Geno-Baker deals are kind of the low end of where Purdy's negotiations are going to start, and I think they're going to bump up from there.
See, I disagree with this in that notion. Say if they don't get the deal done in April, May, June, July, August, and we get to training camp, and Purdy doesn't have the deal, Purdy could say, yeah, I'm not coming to camp. By that point, quarterbacks around the league are going to be settled. I mean, there's probably not going to be – Sam Darnold's probably going to sign early. We'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins.
Who knows with Sam Darnold?
Kirk Cousins is probably going to sign. I mean, Purdy's got the leverage here. He could say, oh, you want to play hardball with me? Watch this.
Watch what?
I will stay in Iowa in August.
Okay, but who's trading for him?
Somebody may trade for him. But somebody may. I don't know.
All the jobs are already solidified.
So the jobs, for the most part, will be solidified. But maybe there's a team out there that had training camp injuries.
Sure.
Somebody gets hurt.
Sure.
Maybe somebody doesn't feel as confident about their situation. Who knows? Who knows how other teams feel about Brock Purdy or how they view Brock Purdy? Yeah. But I definitely think he has a little more leverage than you're giving him. I mean,
I said he had leverage.
Okay,
I just don't think he has all the leverage. And I think where I come down on is you got to understand, is it a buyer or seller's market? And right now, I don't think there are as many teams that would be buying as I initially anticipated.
What if Brock Purdy went in during negotiations? Yeah, I want the 60. I want 60. You don't think he has leverage?
I think he has some leverage, but I don't think that the Niners have to give him 60. Like, again, who are you negotiating against?
Maybe a handful
of teams?
But if they don't give him 60 and Purdy says, I'm not signing, what are the Niners going to do?
Okay, don't sign. We still have the franchise tag in our back pocket, and you're under contract for another year. We need to be blown away in a trade deal. You can go outside the building in the same way Ayuk did. Go outside the building and try to... Try to find that contract.
So you can't franchise him this next offseason, correct?
He's under contract for one more year.
So if he decides not to come and he wants his 60 and he doesn't get it. Now, I don't anticipate this happening, but we're just playing this out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypotheticals. If he says, I want 60 and the Niners don't come correct with that, and then they say, yeah, go find something else. He could just not show up to camp.
Sure.
And then the Niners are screwed. Who are they going to play? Quarterback Brennan Allen? Josh Dobbs?
That's an entirely plausible scenario for the Niners. But,
that's a dangerous game.
I did this exercise, the last 2-3 weeks.
Right,
I went down the list, and I'm saying, all right, well, if the Raiders are drafting and the Giants are drafting, there's really only a handful of teams out there that would have the potential slot open at quarterback, plus the money, plus the draft capital, to make a move for Brock Purdy. And that's if they like him as a player.
Yeah, but Brock Purdy, if that doesn't happen. And the Niners say, yeah, we couldn't find a trade because nobody believes in you. Brock Purdy says, okay, that's fine. Well, where's my 4 years, $220 million, like Jordan Love, like Tua Tagovailoa, like Jalen Hurts? And the Niners say, yeah, we're not going to deal with you in good faith. By that time, you want to mess around with that?
No,
you
want to
have another holdout? You think the noise with Ayuk was loud? You have a Brock Purdy holdout, which I don't anticipate happening. I think Brock Purdy would do a hold-in. He'd be around, and he just wants to play football. So we're probably having a conversation, and it has much to do about nothing. But in case that went down, that's not a game I would want to play if I'm the 49ers. So I do think Brock Purdy has a lot of leverage here to get what he has or get what he deserves moving forward. All right, we're going to go
I'm going to be shocked if he gets $50-plus million. Guaranteed over, let's say, 2 or 3 years, like 50 per year, like if the AAV or the guaranteed money, the cash given to him over a 3-year period is over $50 million, I would be a little surprised. I'd be a lot surprised.
Let's go to Vacaville. Oh, we're going to Vacaville. First time in a long time. Javier at Vacaville.
Hey, Javier.
Happy holidays to you, man.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Mr. Hill, Mr. Shasky? I had an interesting thought yesterday, and it's funny being presented, you know, I was listening to Daily, but, you know, had a conversation I wanted to see about you guys feeling. We talk about Purdy averaging $45 million a year on our end. He won 60, he's there to play the holdout game. And I feel like after the last season, offseason that is with Williams, and Ayuk, that really set us back as a franchise for this season.
Agreed.
How would you guys, it's all hypothetically, right? Would you guys trade Purdy to a team like the New York Giants who needs a quarterback and get some of that draft capital we lost in the Trey Lance acquisition that we drafted 3 years ago, get like 2-2 that contract because we're going to have to pay Juwan. Then you go out and pay, again, this is just hypothetical, right? You pay a Sam Darnold half of what
that's,
we wanted to pay per and even bring in a Daniel Jones / a Kirk Cousins because he's going to get cut, I believe, because he's getting paid way too much for less than ideal productivity, and they're going to pay. They want to play the young guy that they got from Washington. I just want to see what you guys thought because the left-hand quarterback is about to fall out.
Javier, I agree with your thought process in the sense that I don't think it's as straightforward as we pay Purdy no matter what. I do believe Kyle Shanahan's looking around like, all right, what is Sam Darnold's like value. I don't know. I have no idea. He's having a monster year, like an absolute monster year. Now, he's done it for a smaller period of time in terms of his excellence than what Purdy's been over multiple seasons. But it's not, oh, do you like Purdy? Like, they like Purdy. Do they like Purdy at $60 million, just hypothetically, versus Sam Darnold at $28 million? I don't know if Darnold is commanding more than that or $32 million or $33 million. Like, I do believe that that is the calculation that Kyle Shanahan is making. I don't think it's as singular as, yeah, we really like Purdy. We're not, you know, exhausting any other options.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. From all the dialogue I hear, they love Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a leader on this football team. All of a sudden, they just say, yeah, we don't like your Purdy at 50. We're going to play Sam Darnold 30. Now you're going to get a PR blowback. Fan base is going to revolt. And then you're dealing with Sam Darnold again, who a lot of people did not like Sam Darnold. And we don't even know if this is one off with Sam Darnold. Now, he's playing very good football, and he credits San Francisco, but I have to think that they're all in on Brock Purdy. I think even Kyle Shanahan, for that matter. I think he's all in on Brock. All in. So whether it's 50, 60, 40, the deal's going to get done. But right now, who's played better? Who's played better over the last two seasons, Jordan Love or Brock Purdy?
Well, who's played better? I would say Brock Purdy's played better over the 2 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've done this exercise, and I think that I don't think Green Bay would take – Brock Purdy. I think they like Jordan Love a lot.
He's a turnover machine.
They could be wrong. That's just. I feel like LaFleur really likes him.
He's a turnover machine.
I don't deny that.
Is Brock going to be competing in the outdoors as well as Jordan Love does in that division?
We'll see. 888-957-9570.
The fit matters. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. There's no doubt.
There's the fit really matters. Like, Josh Allen's perfect in Buffalo, for example.
No doubt. Brock Purdy had the injury, so we don't know how that affected him.
I mean, you're looking at like Russ could be available, Aaron Rodgers could be available. I know, we're rolling our eyes at Aaron Rodgers. Kirk could be available, Darnold could be available. Who knows what the Niners are going to do? Who freaking knows? That's why I do believe these games down the stretch are important.
They are important, but I don't want none of those guys over Purdy. I want Brock Purdy. I'm happy with Brock Purdy. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. I don't want Russell Wilson, although I'd rather have Russell Wilson as opposed to Aaron Rodgers. I think Russ is playing a lot better than Rodgers, but I want Brock Purdy as my quarterback moving forward. I want stability at the quarterback position for once around here. I enjoyed this past offseason not having to spend time on who the quarterback's going to be. Who's going to be said? Brock Purdy. I want Brock Purdy to be my quarterback. I do. Let's go to RJ in Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
Monte, I'm with you, man. I want a quarterback. I'm tired of talking about quarterback. But with Brock Purdy, his arm strength is what kills me. I think that's what separates us. I think that separates Brock Purdy from people like the Josh Allen and the Patrick Mahomes is that his arm strength and his inability to throw it down the field and can't stretch the ball, it will hurt us in the playoffs. I mean, we need that. In the championship game, we need that during the playoffs. So I want Brock Purdy to be my quarterback, but I'm hesitant to pay him just because the lack of downfield throws. And he could hit the middle, but he can't. It looks like he hurts his shoulder every time he throws far. And like Chassie said, it looks like the receivers have to stop every time he throws downfield. So I'm kind of hesitant on Brock Purdy. I'm watching Sam Darnold throwing it left and right, and not saying Sam Darnold's better than Brock Purdy, but, man, I kind of want Sam Darnold. You know what I'm saying?
You want Sam Darnold. You're on the Sam Darnold trade now.
I don't know what to make of Darnold. He is having a great year.
We're going to see Sam Darnold. Judgment Day is coming for him.
What do you mean?
Well, he's going to be in the playoffs for the first time in his career as a starting quarterback. Obviously, he was in the playoffs last year with the Niners as a backup. Some may suggest that he should have played in the Green Bay game.
Was the play-by-play guy.
But you know what, though? Why you got a snitch?
He said it on the broadcast.
High level snitching. Chicago is on deck for Minnesota. And then they go to Seattle. Then they host Green Bay. And they finish the year in Detroit. Not to mention playoffs. And right now, Minnesota's rolling. They're 11-2. We're going to learn a lot about Sam Darnold over these next 4 to 6 to 8 weeks. Up in Minnesota.
there was a point where Purdy got knocked out of the game and came out for a play, and then I think they did a handoff, and then he came back out, and the whole crowd was going crazy for Purdy in, like, a good way. Like, oh, my God, thank God he's healthy. And I don't know. Most people might have turned the game off. I don't know. You were probably getting ready for pregame, so I'm not sure if you saw it, but did you get that Brandon Allen sighting?
I did actually see the Brandon Allen sighting.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I saw. I saw.
Interception.
Why did he get in the game over Josh Dobbs? Like, they've been yo-yoing the backups the last 3 weeks.
I don't know.
As Josh Dobbs was sitting courtside at Chase Center Friday night with the shades on.
Oh, yeah. Astronaut?
Yeah, he was sitting next to Joe Lacob, right next to Joey Lightyears, Uncle Joe.
I wonder how that night would go.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I could sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Team's getting blown out by Minnesota. Wiggins is hurt.
He's not happy. He's not happy.
You're the pastor, not.
But he was happy yesterday.
Next to a, you know, he's got the
beard. Joe Lacob's got the beard working.
Oh, does he?
He's got the beard working. I'm not going to lie, man. When I woke up this morning, it's a victory Monday for the 49ers. And we're going to go to the calls about the Niners or whatnot. But I feel like, man.
Willie Adames?
No, Willie Adames. I'd rather talk Juan Soto than Willie Adames.
Michael Conforto to the Dodgers?
But that Warriors win yesterday, what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga? Like, you have chance. All right, J.K. scores a career-high 33 against Houston. The next day, Shams Charania is talking about trades, right? Trades. And I ran into some people who work at ESPN Friday night. They were like, yeah, it was a little ridiculous that we were talking about trading J.K. after he had a career-high 33 points, right?
Did you tell Bob Myers I said hi?
It wasn't Bob Myers because he wasn't in town. And no, I didn't tell the person I talked to that, hey, Joe Shasky says hi.
He's probably working for the
Commanders. Because Joe Shasky had no idea who I was talking to.
What's up, Joe, bro?
But no, the whole J.K. died. And then you had Draymond Green talking about, you know, the franchise. We're trying to turn this over to Jonathan Kuminga. We need to see it now.
Yeah.
If we're going to turn this franchise over, we need to see it. And I need to be the veteran because a vet did it for me, so I will shift to the bench. And look, I was all good with it. I was talking to Slater before the guy was like, you think they'll bring Draymond off the bench? He goes, no chance. Hour later, Slater texts me. He's like, yo, I think Draymond's coming off the bench tonight. So we've seen this before. No, but it lasted one game. So this whole dynamic with JK about maximizing JK, and Zena and Mully yesterday in pregame were on it. It's not about maximizing JK. It's about maximizing winning. And JK can help you win. So I'm kind of rolling hot on that. I need Niner fans to pick me up about that game because I was sitting there in the first half and Brock looked excellent. Kittle looked excellent. Grendel looked excellent. The offense was humming. Defense was forcing three and out after three and out. But at the end of the day, I was thinking, you're weak-ass Bears. I can't recall in my lifetime where the Bears have come to the Bay Area and won a game. I need to look that up.
There was an ugly game that they played with Jay Cutler. We got sacked 1,000 times.
Exactly. And
was it like 10-6 the Niners won?
Yeah, it was a Thursday night.
Then there was the Kaepernick game, the first ever game when he made that
Monday night
Kyle
football.
Williams.
Yeah, it was
and
like
my
lightning.
Little brother was elbowing me, and he turned to me and he goes, oh my goodness.
Everybody stood up at Candlestick, and I remained in my seat like, oh, snap. There
when
was lightning coming off the football.
Remember when Kaepernick rolled out left in the red zone and like, and then bang. Would he hit Crabtree in the end zone?
Yeah, Crabtree in the end zone.
Just a dime. What a game that was.
I don't recall the Bears ever winning in San Francisco in my lifetime.
Well,
I need to look that up.
They won the first ever Levi's game.
Oh, they did. That's right. Brandon Marshall, three touchdowns. That's
Jimmy
right.
Ward
that's right.
Baptized.
Good call. Yeah, good call. Is that the one time they've won in a bit? I'm looking in my lifetime. All right, the Bears. 1989, Niners beat them 26-0. 1991, they beat them 52-14. They beat them in the playoffs 17-30. Home losses to the Bears. Yeah, just that one.
Wow.
Actually, nope. 2018, lost to the Bears 14-9.
Oh, that was the Khalil Mack hanging in Mike McGlinchey game.
Yeah, I remember that game.
There was a huge hit on the sidelines in that game, and a fight almost broke out.
Yeah, fight did almost
I was
break
on
out
the sun
game.
Side of the stadium, and I took my grandfather, and it was like 45 degrees, and the sun was in my eyeball the whole game, and it was horrible.
Man. Draymond going full night yesterday. There's a lot there. 888-957-9570. It's like a buffet table today, Roasters. A buffet table of sports. You want to talk CFP playoff? Be my guest.
Alabama.
You want to talk Juan Soto and Willie Adames? Be my guest. You want to talk some dubs who are 14-9? I'm all for that. Niners, what's your big takeaway? Let's go to Richie Rich in Livermore. Richie Rich, what's happening?
What's up, for my dogs, man. Hey, look, I ain't that closet fan, dog. Win or lose, good or bad, I'm going to roast with my dogs on Monday, man. I'm not going to hold back. Hey,
that's
even though it's
right
the Bad
there.
News Bears, it's a W, dog, whether it's Bad News Bears or not. The way I look at it is, check it out. Well, all the before-season contract negotiation talks, with all the injuries, all the BS we've had to deal with all the tragedies we had to deal with, man, we have not been a complete team, right? Mm-hmm. So to build on this and still, despite all that, we're only two games out, right? Yeah, it feels too little too late. I ain't going to lie. With four games left, it's going to be tough. But if Purdy can ball out and Kyle Cabana's bagged the way he is and run the running backs like he did, and we do win out four games, right, we may not make the playoffs, but it's a 10-7 season. It ain't a losing season, despite all that drama, man. He's gonna get his little bag. They ain't gonna go off him. You know, he can get a little mid-30 to mid-45 mil a year. That's not bad. You know what I'm saying? But it'll give us fans and us like, hey, we still got momentum at the end of the season. We're gonna regroup. We're gonna tinkle a little bit. We're gonna come back healthy, and next year we can ball out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Monday, fellas. Dubs won. We got Doobie Awards coming up. Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Richie Rich.
Doobie Awards coming up.
I feel them on that. I do feel like they're going to work something out with Purdy, and it's going to be in that like high 30s, mid-40s range over two or three years.
Yeah.
That's my feel.
I'm so fatigued off Brock. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little fatigued with Brock Purdy contract talks. I just want to see it happen.
We've only been talking about it for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, man, bore me to death. DJ Gravy in Richmond. DJ, what's happening?
Gravy.
What's going on? Good morning, y'all. We had a good game yesterday. Go Niners. Look, I just got one little takeaway for Purdy. You said, should we keep him in wide? Well, I feel that his arm strength is good, but I feel that he's still a short quarterback. And the biggest thing, my takeaway is all the tips at the line. Mm. The tips, his balls keep getting tipped. So, look, this is what Purdy should do. If he wants to live fine, his contract is what he should do. And I hope y'all laugh. Look. In the offseason, he needs to go get that crazy surgery where they break your knees and your legs and stretch your legs so you can get like 2 or 3, 4 more inches, come back, and ball out.
I thought those people that have those injuries, the where they break your legs and then give you extendos, don't you like walk all like funny for the rest of your life?
I'll look into it, and I'll let you know on the other side.
Like, I cringe even hearing about that.
Those are the questions we should be asking Dr. Nirav Pandya and Dr. Brian Feely of UCSF.
We're Dr. Brian Feely people now. Well, okay. Dr. Nirav Pandya has been iced out on the morning roast.
Not for the station, but...
No, just on the morning. I said morning.
I
said morning roast. I didn't say the station. I love Dr. Nirav Pandya, but you know, he...
Do you?
He started talking about the dish for 3 years.
Like
it's another guest that the morning roast introduced... That the morning roast brought onto the airwaves, and all of a sudden the afternoon show him. And he said, okay, sure. He could have fought to come on a morning roast. But you know what, Dr. Nirav Pandya, I love you. I love your family. I've seen you a couple times.
I'd rather have Doc Feely.
I am happy with Brock Purdy.
Just like James Kincaid's iced out. I'd rather be Doc.
So is Dr. Nirav Pandya. He's iced out right now. Iced out.
So icy.
He's like the bonus doctor, right?
The bonus doctor.
Well, calm down, Nick.
It's
time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
When you were wrong about everything about the 2021-22 Warriors, including Andrew Wiggins, I guess you feel some type of way, cousin Nick.
Why does the bonus title?
It's just one of the more disrespectful. It's just one of the more disrespectful things I've ever heard said. All of a sudden, a bonus championship. So we can pick apart championships in every sport and say, yeah, that was the bonus championship. Like Jeter's fifth championship. Is that the bonus championship for the New York Yankees?
A-Rod's first?
There you go. That was Andrew Wiggins' first championship, right? That was Jordan Poole's first championship. The bonus championship is so damn disrespectful. I could go all across sports and all the annals, all the archives, and say, well, that's a bonus championship. But I wouldn't do that. Championship's a championship, all right? Unless you're playing during COVID and you had a 60-game season. Now, that's a joke. But to say that's the bonus champion, it's one of the more distant. But I get it, Cousin Nick. You're wrong about Andrew Wiggins. It's okay.
Is he hurt?
Andrew, yeah, he's got right ankle impingement. He'll hopefully be back Wednesday. Also, Isaac Garrido, he's hurt too. He suffered what is believed to be a foot sprain. X-rays taken after the game did not show any serious damage. He will undergo an MRI today. good news is Garrido himself does not seem all concerned. All that concerned, I should say. He expressed optimism after the game that was all fine and that the team was simply being cautious. All right.
We're on our fourth running back.
Well, maybe third. We'll see.
No,
we'll
actually see. Five, because Eli Mitchell, I forgot about him.
Yeah, well, he did make
totally
it past
forgot about game. Him.
Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Girls and other California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. Nope. Compromises. Roger in San Jose is on the line, and he wants to call out a particular fan base. Oh, Roger, I can't wait to hear. He's calling a fan base out. That's coming up on the roast. 888-957-9570, plus we'll get to the Warriors. Man, the Warriors. What a win yesterday against the T-Wolves. What a win!